isn't buying it. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. NATO is now condemning Russia's plan to hold votes in separatist regions of Ukraine tomorrow. The alliance urging rejection of what it calls Russia's blatant attempts at territorial conquest. This is the U.S. Secretary of State calls for unity at the U.N. against Russia's escalation of the war.
Secretary Antony Blinken says Russia's apparent troop surge as world leaders meet at the U.N. sends a clear global signal.
The very international order that we have gathered here to uphold is being shredded before our eyes.
Blinken, during a Security Council session, urged Russia to back off nuclear threats and end its war in Ukraine. He asks every council member, including those who haven't been vocal, to push Russian President Vladimir Putin to honor Ukraine's sovereignty. Secretary Blinken drove home the point that Putin is the only one who can stop this war.
If Russia stops fighting, the war ends. If Ukraine stops fighting, Ukraine ends.
Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A last chance for the former president who's taken issue with the government's description of what was seized by the FBI at his Florida estate last month. The judge appointed for a third-party review of the materials is now giving the Trump legal team until the end of the month to give detailed lists of disputed items. The former president has said classified documents had been declassified, also suggesting some items may have been planted. Category 4 Hurricane Fiona is bearing down on Bermuda. Expected to brush by the island overnight. Fox Weather's Robert Ray is there.
Fiona's going to be about 100 miles off of the coast here, but it's going to bring tropical force winds very soon here. In fact, the breeze is starting to pick up, as are the swells.
The deadly storm has left a trail of destruction in the Caribbean. President Biden just getting a briefing on FEMA's efforts to help in Puerto Rico, where hundreds of people remain isolated because of damage. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
An internet talk show host on the witness stand in Connecticut testifying at a trial over defamation damages related to the Sandy Hook school shooting.
The attorney for the plaintiffs, Chris Matty, asked Alex Jones about his own legal filing after documents he sent plaintiffs contained child pornography. Jones said he was hacked, no charges were ever filed, but Matty used the lie about Jones to make a point that defamatory claims can cause fear of or actual injury.
Mr. Jones, would you agree with me that if somebody were to lie about a group of people and call them actors and having faked their children's death, that would be a horrible thing to say about something?
I did not call them liars.
One father whose son was killed in Sandy Hook told jurors some of the Jones fans came to his home and demanded to see his son, insisting he was alive. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Just getting word the Senate Majority Leader is setting up a test vote on a pipeline permitting plan. This as lawmakers try to reach consensus on a short-term spending bill to avoid a government shutdown at the end of this month. Many Russians are looking for a way out of their president's new military draft.
2 hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered the mobilization of troops, Google searches for how to break an arm at home soared across Russia, rising from a rating of 0 to 38 out of 100, according to a Newsweek report. Google data also showed a spike in searches for aviasales. That's the country's most popular flight booking site. Direct flights and routes with stopovers from Moscow to Turkey and Armenia, where Russians can enter without a visa, were sold out through Sunday, according to the site. When tickets were still available, prices soared from a couple hundred bucks to thousands of dollars.
Fox's Gianna Gelosi. More than 1,000 arrests reported yesterday in widespread protests after Putin announced the mobilization. An hour to the close on Wall Street, stocks turning mixed. The Dow's now up 35 points. The S&P and the Nasdaq still lower. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.